One of the interesting things that came out of those trials were a couple of reports at the 2005 ASCO meeting from the CALGB adjuvant IFL study looking at exercise and use of aspirin related to relapse rate. Can you summarize what was seen and what your take is on that?
It appears that several factors which have been linked to cancer development and perhaps tolerance of treatment and other factors that are involved in cancer pathobiology seem to have a trend for improved outcome. That is, use of aspirin and exercising were shown to probably have a beneficial effect. The reasons can be varied. In addition, it needs to be looked at as an exploratory finding, not one which is definitive. It is interesting, though, and it was the underlying hypothesis which led to looking at these factors, that in general, many parts of health tend to be interrelated to how cancer is controlled in general. That is, things which improve general physical health usually have a homeostatic effect and tend to downregulate many pro-cancer factors. The more we learn about cancer being a state to which there is some degree of overstimulation of inflammatory and stress responses, behaviors or pharmacologic interventions which may reduce those states may have some value. I need to emphasize may. And while we need to be data-driven, I do think this is a sign that we will start to move to many interventions, including those which are not pharmacologic, which tend to emphasize good health overall. That would include good diet, weight control, and exercise.
The exercise thing was very dramatic. It was like a 50% reduction in relapse rate. Are there explanations sort of methodologically that maybe somehow it was more correlated with whether a patient was going to have a relapse or not? Or does it seem, you know, pretty straightforward that even though it was retrospective, that there's something there?
It gets very hard to explain. The causal link, which we would like to see, is that there's an interrelationship perhaps between exercise and several stress responses and to other pro-cancer factors such as IGF and the IGFR family seem to be regulated in a favorable fashion in the setting of exercise as opposed to the opposite setting, which would be a highly sedentary lifestyle. It needs to be remembered that many things correlate with exercise, particularly if you're going to be a patient who just went through cancer surgery, and then whether or not you exercise may correlate with many things that are not completely looked at. One would speculate that other factors will tend to be a little bit better, even if they're not well captured in that study. For example, these patients are often more motivated, have better support from their family, which allows them to do this. In all likelihood, they're taking care of themselves in other ways better also, such as diet, sleep, and perhaps many other factors as well.
At the same meeting, there was a fascinating presentation in breast cancer of the WIND study looking at dietary fat and relapse rate, showing a reduction, interestingly, mainly in ER-negative patients. Has that issue of diet and cancer relapse been looked at in colorectal cancer?
It's not been looked at well. It is starting to be looked at now that particularly that we have better treatments in the adjuvant setting that we can start to see even greater impact. It is an interesting hypothesis that our bodies notice how we take care of them. This should not be news to any physician. It applies to healthy people without cancer. It applies to multiple medical settings that in general patients who take care of themselves do better. Now, it can be a complicated causality discussion whether or not patients who take care of themselves better are going to do better in general, or whether there's something specific in how they take care of themselves that may be useful. My own bias is that common sense should be applied in this setting as well. And in general, exercise, a good diet, healthy living makes sense in essentially all settings where it's been looked at. I don't know that I would make a patient feel guilty for not exercising, But unless they have a very good reason not to, I think a healthy lifestyle should be encouraged for every patient.
Given how motivated people are to avoid relapse, and there are multiple studies showing, for example, how open they are to taking chemotherapy with significant side effects, it seems like it's a little different to say, well, you know, it's great if you could just have a healthier lifestyle, as opposed to there's some evidence that maybe your risk of relapse can be decreased.
I think it's great. I hope it bears out. I would say even if the preliminary data are not validated for several years, exercise, weight control, optimizing one's diet probably should be employed for all patients. Having cancer is a moment of time for many patients where a lot of issues related to health and what they want to achieve with their lives takes on a new focus. I think rational plans to improve lifestyles in that setting is a great idea. However, changing lifestyle is hard. Usually, most patients, particularly Americans, would rather take a pill than have a major lifestyle change. In truth, both approaches usually are complementary, and that is that it's not adjuvant chemotherapy, which has an established benefit, versus added lifestyle changes such as diet or exercise. But it may be that all approaches need to be brought to bear for the health of the patient.